kinyan shinim, just like it says in the parsha of Negoyim, may roisha miyad raglov. It says over there that if you have a nega on your body that spreads throughout your whole body, you become tor. It says if it spreads from your head to your foot. It looks like over there, roisha mechlal, doesn't mean it has to be on your head. It means like from your neck downwards, the same thing, raglov or raglov mechlal, doesn't have to be on your feet either. But if it goes from your head until your feet to nega, you become tor. So maybe here, Rishon Shvi also, Talmud the Pesach says, Ad Yom Echad V'Yesu Mechodesh. There, you can't eat chametz until the end of Pesach, to the 21st day of Nisan, that evening. That's the Tanakama. Rabbi Yom, no, I don't need this Pesach. Rishon, Rishon Echlau. Shvi, Yeshvi, Echlau. So when the Pesach says, Rishon and Shvi, they're both included. But about this part of Pesach, you can't eat chametz. So according to Rabbi Yom's Ad is included, Ad V'Yad Echlau. So here also, Ad Esrim, so Pshit Esrim is included in the year before. So Moses says, no, people pay Rebbe, even the ones like Rebbe. I'll tell you, Shkulei Mishkalei, Kroi, the Pesukim are equal, you can have both ways to darshan it. Michtik Siv, one Pesuk says, Mi Ben Chodesh, V'yad Ben Chomishonim. Yeah, so Chodesh, until 5 years. So I'll be marked with that 5 years, it's like less. Then it says, Mi ben chomesh, v'yad ben chof. So, lomlu, what do I have to have it again for? Hilkach ish takumimu, they're equal-like. So as she says, Shkul yishak nekro, shkul yishak nekro, shkul yishak nekro, medrosh ha-shorebi, yesh nachruy kalamat, yesh nachruy kalamala, v'yasim mi ben chodesh, v'yad ben chomesh shonim, v'yak nekro, v'yamin ad v'yad bechlau, that teaches already, ben chomesh is kalamata. But then it says, V'yir mi ben chomesh shon v'yad ben chof. The Rebbe mi ben chomesh or mi ben chomesh bechlau. To yom mi yom rishon rishon bechlau v'reishon asei klamat yukach. Then it says again from 5 until 20. So it says the word 5 twice before and afterwards. So here I would not know exactly what it means. Therefore here Rebbe also agrees you need to exert a shabbat to teach us shon shona that the 5 is like less and 20 is like less. Amama, what we say before, that Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah, by the Negoyim, when you become tall, the nega spreads over your body, but doesn't have to go on your head. Raglav, the same thing about Raglav Bechlau, doesn't go on your feet either. We know, and how do we know this? It's a smile, like the simonim of your body, nega is totally in white hair. On your head, it's totally in yellow hair. So it's different simonim, they don't mix one with the other. The boy is saying, the Pesach says, the Cholmara, and you're going to be able to see it. And when the Mega is doing the top of your head, and you hear there, the Kohen can't see it. So therefore, that's not included in your body. The Pesach says, Parach Tifrach, if the Mega spreads throughout your whole body, it's enough to spread throughout your whole body, means from your neck until your toe, your feet, but not including your head, not including your regal. And it says, Rabbi Lezer right now, Asher Yisrael HaShonim Chodesh V'Yomech. It has to be a full month and a day in the 5th year or in the 20th year. Tanya, Rabbi Lezer right now, Nehma Kavit says here Lamala, Ben Shishim Shonim Lamala, V'Nehma Lahalon Chodesh Lamala. By the pigeon, by a Bechor, it says Chodesh Lamala. So Lahalon Miben Chodesh V'Yomech is only after he's a month old. The next day, that's what's called in pigeon. Is Afkan ben Chodesh v'yemechot? For the Gemara Barbiyema, ki yosam ahosam chad yema Afkan chad yema. Maybe just like over there, it's only one day after you're a month old. Here also one day is enough. So where it says, I'm came to slow gzereshova my honey. That I know without this gzereshova. So blessed old this gzereshova comes to teach us, and the Pasha of Erechin, when does the year change? When you're a full month in the next year and a day. That's when the year, the amount changes. Turn around, but look like this. Shona Amura B'Kodeshim. When the Torah says an animal has to be 1 year old or 2 years old, Real Shona Amura B'Bote Orechayma, B'Bote Orechayma, that you could redeem it back the first year. We'll see. Rabbi Yochayma, the loch is about the chaim. We'll soon see. Shtei shonim shevasod achuzah. When you sell a shtei achuzah, the first 2 years you can't buy it back. It's only after the first 2 years you can buy it back. V'shei shonim shebeben ivri. You have to work for 6 years. V'chein shebeben v'vabas. Halach is about a ben v'vabas. How old they are? Kulam yes liyes. That means you have to go bosa the complete year old it doesn't change by Rosh Hashanah, but they have to be from day to day exactly a full year old. Now, Shana Shana Muru Bekod Sheminolan, on the Rabacha Bayakov Amakro, Keves Ben Shinosoi, means Shinosoi Shalai, you go boss his year, the animal has to be within his first year, once it's a year old, it's possible. For Loi Sheminolan, we don't go boss the year of the year, the date of the year, to say once it came Rosh Hashanah, it's still a year old already. Now, Shana Muru Boti Yorichayim, the Siv, Atoim Shinasim Koroi, means you have a right to buy back only the first year. So it says, Mimkoro Shalai, after your sale, for Loi Shon Leminyolim, we don't go boss of the years of the calendar. We need to say when it comes Rosh Hashanah, it should be the end of the year. We go boss a complete full year, 12 months. Shtei Shonim Shebesod Achuz Nechiv, the Mispa Shnei Tvuas Yimokaloch. That means you sell it for 2 years worth of Tvuah. So from sometimes Shadam Moichel Shalash Tvuas, Shtei Shonim, even though you sold it for 2 years, he could eat 3 crops. We just said the kid says exactly 12 months a year. But sometimes he sold it right after Nisan, so he has 1 crop on it already. Then the next year, then the 3rd year, then the end of the 2nd year's crop also. Sheish Shonim Shebevet Ivri, the Chsiv Sheish Shonim Yavoid U Bashriyas. We just say Zimnin the Bashriyas Nam Yavoid. You know, it says Bashriyas Yetz Lachovshin, we dash in Sheish Shonim Yavoid U Bashriyas. Sometimes the 7th year also, he has to work. What does that mean? It's the 7th year of Rosh Hashanah. But it's not a complete 6 year that he worked yet, so he has to work till the end of that 6 year, the complete 12 months. Rishabim ben Abbas, what does that mean, the full year? Kulam miyes liyes, tamay hichusa, om rab yud lom arab li erchin. That's what the Torah says, if you give an erchin of a kid, depends how old you are, when does your age change? Not when Rosh Hashanah comes, but when your birthday comes, when you're exactly 12 months, here, at the end of the year. Rabbi Yisrael Amal Apirkin, the Yitzhak Dauphin, and the Masechet Nida, the Perk Yitzhak, talks about a lot of loch is about when a kid is 12 years old, when she's 12, 11 years old, when you're Bredik the Nadorin, depends upon how old they are. So what's called 11, what's called 12, when they're exactly 11 complete years, not when Rosh Hashanah comes. Omulei Abayel Rabbi Yosef, mi poligusu, do you argue? Like, are you arguing here, Rav and Rabbi Yosef? Omulei, we don't argue. Anor Michod Vua Michod is both true, but the loch of Erech and the loch of the Perek Yitzchak from when a kid is called 12 or 13, they both agree is a complete 12-month year. But the Moshe says, Arachinam and Mestagro, Kavi, if this is the Sforoso, Kavi, Sagrani Tam, what please the Machoiches, Man the Yomel Yerechin, the one that says that for Erechin, you go boss of the year when 5 years means his birthday, the 5th birthday. So you want to tell him Yomli, he doesn't say for Yotze Dekin, is that true? I have Omer Rav himself here that says, is talking about Erchin, he himself says, Hilchus of the Kuru Perkin, Nes Leis, he himself Paschal Zir Midon, that with all those halachas, when a boy and when a girl is called 12 or 13, we go bust a complete 12 years, Nes Leis. So see, Rav that says the Erchin agrees also there also. So they both hold both of them. If so, how come each one says one? The Yellow Laman, the Yom Alechid, my time, Akam, it doesn't sell yet to Daifin. That whole Perak Masech Danida. Dum Yudianach, he says, Dum Yudianach, he says, Dum Yudianach, Mahanach Tixiv, we're talking about things that says in the Torah, it says in heaven, we're 6 years, yet, you can redeem it after 2 years. These are things the Torah says, the years. So therefore, Hanach Tixivin. So Erechim, the Torah says, if you're 5 years old, 20 years old, the Torah says how much you have to pay. So that's why this Bryce is talking about things that the Torah talk about their age, so not about Erechim. But about a kid when he's 12 or 13, the Torah doesn't say clearly his age. Vidach, what does Yosef do with this? He's talking about the Ksivim. Here we're talking about the parashas of Erechim in this Bryce. What does the Bryce say? Should have been